On May 18th, they begin another national tour, this time sharing the bill with Roy Orbison, who was very big in Britain at the time, and Jerry and the Pacemakers. Here's what Roy says about the tour.
I told the boys that if they kept their hairstyle, and it was short by English standards, it was very short, but to keep that hairstyle and to keep the clothes they were wearing, let it be known that they were English for sure, and then get on the Ed Sullivan Show or something like that, then they'd be as big in America.
During this tour, they began to cause riots, though not the sort which made the national papers, which were still ignoring them. On this tour, tickets for their shows appeared on the black market. Jelly babies were thrown at them on stage after George Harrison had mentioned that he loved them. They were also mobbed at the theater, backstage, and at their hotel. Neil Aspinall, a friend from the Liverpool Institute who was now their trusty road manager, found it harder and harder to get things done. So another friend, Mal Evans, the bouncer from the Cavern, was taken on to help him.